As you heard there, the Catholic Church in England has been in the spotlight again recently following revelations of children abused by members of the Ealing Abbey Benedictine Monastery in West London. The Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith here in the Vatican has ordered an apostolic visitation led by Bishop John Arnold of Westminster to investigate allegations that both monks and lay teachers abused children from the neighbouring school over the past 5 decades. Well, to find out how these latest scandals have affected the wider Catholic community in Britain, I spoke with Jim McDonnell, Acting Secretary to the European branch of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communications, which just recently held its board meeting here in Rome.
Yes, well, the church at the moment in the UK is having a little bit of a media firestorm, I suppose. There have been some problems, well-documented problems at Ealing Abbey over the years with abuse stories, the sort of stories that we've become, unfortunately, too well aware of. But an independent report on the Abbey and the school was published, and it made some very strong recommendations about how the Abbey should improve its safeguarding measures, and also suggested that the Abbey and the school should be separated legally so that the school is really seen as an independent entity. And the Abbot of Ealing, I mean, has accepted publicly that they haven't been good enough in the past, that they have allowed abusers, unfortunately, to work in the school and to be part of the monastic community, and he's accepted that and pledged to do whatever's necessary to reassure people that these things won't happen in the future.
But the question many people will be asking is, how is it possible, over a decade on from when the church started dealing with this, we're assured that they have very robust procedures in place to try and stop this happening, how is it possible that this has slipped through the net, as it were?
Well, in terms of Ealing Abbey, we have to say that a lot of the report relates to things that happened a long time ago, because the report is covering events from the 1940s right up till recently. So some things are historical. But you're right, when things come to light since the era of safeguarding, when the church has taken this seriously, you do have to ask why. And I think, well, there are a number of reasons. One is, of course, that the measures, safeguarding measures, are only as good as the people that implement them. And of course, you know, in the way you implement things, the judgments you make on a day-to-day basis, you can still make mistakes, even if you have very robust guidelines. But I think if you look overall at the diocese across England and Wales, and you look at church institutions, there's no doubt that they've improved enormously over the last few years. And of course, the number of new cases has dropped, you know, considerably. I mean, there are very few new cases now. I don't have the exact numbers, but it's nothing like it was some years ago. So I think we have moved on, but there are always people who slip through the net, and maybe sometimes guidelines and standards aren't as enforced as rigorously as they should.
What kind of psychological blow are these latest revelations for the Catholic Church in England? It seemed in a way as though we had begun to move on from those devastating revelations.
Well, I think it's a blow to a lot of Catholics who, as you say, thought they'd moved on. And it's always distressing to hear of these kinds of incidents, especially if you've been brought up in a parish, for example, where you've known clergy who've subsequently, you know, been convicted of abuse. That's quite a huge blow. But on the other hand, I think the Catholics do realize that the church has tried to move forward and has actually done an awful lot in terms of safeguarding. But you can't be complacent about these things. I mean, we know that people who abuse are not obvious. You know, if you walked around with a big sign saying, you know, I am a danger to children, everybody would be able to deal with it. But they're not. These are plausible people. And it just means that you have to be careful in the way you apply your standards, and also use a lot of common sense. I think the other thing I would say is that these days it's very important that the church be as open and as transparent as possible. So, for example, in the case of Ealing, there is an apostolic visitation which the Vatican has asked for. Initially, the results of that were going to be kept confidential. I know that Bishop John Arnold, who is one of the visitors, has actually asked for those for that report to be made public. And I think he says that the Vatican is sympathetic to that. And I do hope that it is made public, because people do expect transparency, and they see that as part of accountability.
Particularly, of course, on the part of the victims, the survivors and their networks. Do you think that the Pope's visit to the UK, he did meet with survivors and he met with those working in this whole area, do you think that had a particularly positive effect, or has it, again, been overshadowed by this latest explosion of scandals?
Well, I mean, it had a positive effect in the sense that he met with people and that he said the things that they wanted to hear. But, of course, it has to be followed up. And I think the hurts are great. So you can understand that survivors and victims and so on tend to have, you know, strong demands of the church. And every new case or every old case that comes up, they are demanding that their voices be heard. And I think we have to recognize as a church that this isn't going to go away. This is a continuing thing. And we just have to keep proving, if you like, that the words mean something. And people are looking for deeds to go with the words. And that's why when there's a failure of guidelines, when there's a failure to act, it pushes us back again. But we have moved forward, and, you know, we ought to give credit to all those people who are doing a lot of safeguarding and working in parishes and institutions and so on. But like any other institution in society, we have to keep our eyes open and be sensible about this and recognize this is an ongoing issue, and it won't be finally solved. It'll always be there. We just have to try to ensure that it's minimized.
My thanks there to Jim McDonnell, Acting Secretary to the European branch of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communications.